Good morning, and welcome to IRB Brasil REIT Earnings Conference Call. Here with me today are José Carlos Cardoso, CEO, Fernando Passos, Deputy CEO and Financial and Investor Relations Vice President, and Sandra Matsumoto, Investor Relations Manager. This conference call is being recorded, and participants will not be allowed to ask questions during the presentation. After the presentation, we will open the questions and answer sessions. If you need any help, please dial star zero. This presentation was prepared by IRB Brasil REIT and shall not be considered as source of data of investments. This presentation may contain certain forward-looking statements and information related to the company reflecting current views and or expectations of the company and its management concerning its performance, business, and future events. Forward-looking statements include, without limitation, and statements contain forecasts, indications or estimates and projections on future results, performance, or objectives, as well as words like we believe, anticipate, expect, estimate, project, and other similar expressions. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and future events. Investors are cautioned that several relevant factors may cause actual results to significantly differ from these plans, objectives, expectations, projections, and intentions expressed herein. Under no circumstance, neither the company nor its subsidiaries, board members, officers, agents, or employees shall be held liable therefore before third parties, including investors, for any investment decision made based on the information and statements contained in hearing, or any related or specific major resulting therefrom, markets and competitive position information, including market projections mentioned herein, were objected from in-house surveys, markets researches, public information on business publications. Mr. José Carlos Cardoso, CEO of IRB Brasil REIT, will now begin the presentation.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for participating in our earnings conference call relative to the fourth quarter and the fiscal year of 2018. We have been a publicly held company for over a year now. Actually, our IPO was held in July 2017, and our shares gained the most value in 2018 among the companies in the IBRX 100 index. Of the 100 most actively traded and best representative stocks of the Brazilian stock market. Remembering, early last year, IRB shares were quoted at R$32 and ended 2018 at R$83, an impressive increase of 157%. Our market cap grew from $10 billion in December 2017 to $26 billion by the end of 2018. The delivering of these robust results for the eighth quarter in a row proves how resilient our performance is, even in a challenging scenarios. As you know, Brazil experienced low economic growth in 2018, with an estimated GDP rise of 1.3% only. But even in this less favorable scenario, our written premium rose 20%, achieving $7 billion in 2018. The market expects to see a more positive business environment in 2019, with the economy and the industry growing at a faster pace. So far, in 2019, the industry activity points to a strong rebound over the year, providing a basis for our perspective of an increment in our businesses. more than positive expectations, we believe our ability to anticipate the economy's moves, positioning our company to serve our clients in a distinguished manner. We are a key player in Brazil's reinsurance industry, market leaders, and one of the top world 10 reinsurers. Such a position invited us to develop products and services that enable our prominence, making us the preferred choice for the clients. Therefore, technology and innovation are priority themes for our investments in efficiency gains. As an example, one milestone in this area was the Innovation Day that was held in September 2018, with the goal of extending even further the discussion of this key theme for the future of our business. The event was held in Rio de Janeiro and included startups exhibitions, co-creation sessions, and fresh talks with the top market professionals, in addition to connecting our employees through live streaming. It reflects our commitment to reinventing our business every day and to using digital and technological evolution as an analyze for meeting the needs of our clients. Our ascending result curve shows this is the right strategy. We are once more restructuring teams and investing in the best use of information technology because we believe talent and motivated people and innovation are the key for us to become more and more efficient, focusing in value creation, which has been the core of our strategy since we joined the company. Efficiency and results are clearly the commitment we have been made to our stakeholders. And this is not the end. We understand that our role with the society is very important and goes beyond of this. Through our own initiatives in partnership with different institutions, we strive for improving several aspects of life in our society, developing responsibly bonds with the world we live and the people we engage with. We are proud to say that in the social front, we strive for promoting the education, the health, and quality of life, the society in general. These initiatives are jointly worked with our employees and their respective families, creating a feeling of commitment, dedication, and belonging, thus enabling the fulfillment of the company's goals. Now, I would like to briefly comment on some of the highlights for the period, which Fernando will discuss with more details later. In 2018, we kept our growth history. We posted a growth of in our written premium of 34% in the fourth quarter of 2018 and 20% for the full year of 2018. Our written premium in Brazil grew by 38% in the fourth quarter of 2018. Our written premium abroad also posted a growth of 29% in the same period, which confirms our right strategy of expanding our business abroad for the past few years. The underwriting results achieved $358 million in the fourth quarter of 2018, and the financial results totaled $145 million for the same period. In 2018, we continued to focus on increasing efficiency. In the fourth quarter of 2018, our administrative expenses as a percentage of the earned premium was only 4.1%, in line with the ratio reported for the fourth quarter of 2017. For the full year of 2018, the administrative expense ratio was 4.8%. Our net income for the fourth quarter of 2018 increased by 50%, achieving $373 million. For the full year of 2018, net income reached the impressive $1.2 billion, performing our initial goal of reaching a net income of $1 billion, in line, as you remember, with our campaign, We Are All One, Todos Somos Um. With this campaign, the entire company get together as a one single team to outperform such goal. Our shareholders should receive dividends and interest on capital of over $800 million, or 75% of our reported net income for 2018. Please note these proposed amounts will be submitted for the approval by the shareholders' meeting to be held in March this year. Finally, I close this slide stating we believe the results for 2018 in line with our guidance for the three indications we estimated for the year. Our guidance was revised in October 2018. Fernando will now continue this presentation with more details on our results. I will be available to answer your questions later. Fernando, please.
Thank you, Cardoso. Good morning, everyone. I will begin the presentation on slide number 3. Here you can see our net income and the return on average equity. The orange graph to the left shows our net income increased by 49% from 249 million reais in the first quarter of 2017 to 373 million reais in the first quarter of 2018. The return on average equity was 40% in the first quarter of 2018, an increase of 11 percentage points compared to the first quarter of 2017. On the following slides, I will discuss the factors that drove this growth in the first quarter. On slide number 4, we show the history of our overall written premium by quarter. In the first quarter of 2018, our written premium increased by 34% year over year, achieving 1.7 billion reais, of which 978 million reais were written premium in Brazil, and 703 million were written premium abroad. In the first quarter of 2018, written premium in Brazil increased by 38% over the fourth quarter of 2017. This growth was due to our market share expansion in Brazil and also to the local market growth. As per written premium abroad, the growth was only 29% in the fourth quarter of 2018. As Cardoso has already mentioned, the growth of our written premium abroad confirms our right strategy of expanding our business abroad for the past few years. On slide number 5, we will talk about the dynamics of our retrocession cost. Our retrocession ratio was 36% in the first quarter of 2018, a reduction of 2 percentage points compared to the 38% ratio reported in the first quarter of 2017, reflecting better negotiation and operating conditions, proving our track record of a low loss ratio. Also, in addition to the reduction in the retrocession cost, we also had better operational terms as an example of the proper protection. with a reduction of our current maximum loss from $20 million to a maximum loss of $10 million. The slide number 6 shows our overall retained premium, which increased by 38% from 783 million reais in the first quarter of 2017 to 1.1 billion in the first quarter of 2018. This growth is driven by the expansion in written premium and the reduction in the retrocession ratio. On slide number 7, the graph shows the historical constitution and reversal of the technical provisions relative to written premium. Historically, as you can see in 2015, in 2016, and also in 2017, the provisions were constituted in the first three quarters of the year, followed by a reversal in the fourth quarter of the year. As we mentioned in previous quarters, over the policy's coverage term, depending on the performance of the business and the term for the risk to expire, this provision may be taken to earned premium and then, consequently, to the underwriting result, which is what happened in the first quarter of 2018, as illustrated in the graph. Now, on slide 8, you can see that our earned premium increased by 44% from 993 million reais in the first quarter of 2017 to 1.4 billion reais in the first quarter of 2018. On slide 9, you can see our loss ratio performance. Our loss ratio went up from 53% in the first quarter of 2017 to 57% in the first quarter of 2018. This increase of 4 percentage points was driven by the addition of new contracts in the quarter, followed by the increase in the constitution of the IBNR reserves. As you know, the retained claim account has two main items, the OCR, Outstanding Claims Reserve, which reflects the claims effectively reported in the period, and the IBNR, Incurred But Not Reported Reserve, which is an actuarial reserve based on statistics to prevent future claim reports. In the first quarter of 2018, the loss ratio measured by OCR, which reflects the claims reported in the period, as I mentioned, corresponded to 46% of the earned premium, a reduction of 2 percentage points compared to the 48% reported in the first quarter of 2017. On the other hand, the loss ratio measured by IBNR, which is a statistical provision, as I mentioned, corresponded to 14% of the earned premium in the first quarter of 2018, an increase of 7 percentage points compared to the first quarter of 2017. In nominal terms, IBNR went from a net addition of 65 million reais in the first quarter of 2017 to a net addition of 196 million reais in the first quarter of 2018. This increase in the quarter, both in percentage and in nominal terms, has a main driver higher premiums in the period, since new contracts account for the IBNR on an aggravated basis. For the fiscal year of 2018, the loss ratio went from 59% in 2017 to 56% in 2018, a reduction of 3 percentage points year over year. This reduction is due to the lower loss ratio measured by OCR, which corresponded to 48% of earned premium. The loss ratio measured by the IBNR remained fairly stable, around 9% in the fiscal year of 2018 compared to the reported in 2017. On slide 10, we will talk about our underwriting result. The underwriting result achieved 358 million reais, an increase of 37% in the first quarter of 2018, compared to the same period of the last year. As per the fiscal year of 2018, the underwriting result achieved 1.2 billion reais, an increase of 43% compared to the fiscal year of 2017. The combined effect of growth in written premium and the improvement in our loss ratio was the key drive to the robust rise in our underwriting result. Slide 11 shows our administrative expense as a percentage of earned premium was 4.1% in the first quarter of 2018, fairly in line with the first quarter of 2017. In the fiscal year, the administrative expense ratio went from 5.5% in 2017 to 4.8% in 2018. This reduction was in line with our guidance report to the fiscal year of 2018, which projected a ratio between 4.8% and 5.2%. Such performance confirms our management's commitment to increase efficiency and improve our profitability. The slide 12 shows the performance of our financial and real estate investment. Our consolidated financial investments achieved 135 million in the first quarter of 2018 versus 155 million reais reported for the first quarter of 2017. The consolidated performance in reais of the management of financial assets of the parent company and subsidiaries and branches was 139% of the CDI in the first quarter of 2018 versus 128% of the CDI in the first quarter of 2017, an improvement of 11 percentage points. In the first quarter of 2018, the fixed income investment fund denominated IRB Brasil Absoluto, managed by IRB, had total assets exclusively government bonds of 2.8 billion, corresponding to 42% of our financial assets portfolio. In the period, the fund's profitability was 252% of CDI. In the fiscal year of 2018, the profitability of the IRB Absoluto was 124% of the CDI. I would like to highlight that the investors can see the performance of the IRB Absoluto in a daily basis in the Bloomberg system. Our own portfolio had assets amounting to 3.8 billion reais at the end of 2018. And the most important asset group was post-fixed government bonds. The average daily balance of the financial investment portfolio, excluding the real estate portfolio, was around 6 billion Brazilian reais for the fiscal year of 2018. Our consolidated financial investments achieved 629 million reais in the fiscal year of 2018. The consolidated performance in reais of the management of financial assets of the parent company and subsidiaries and branches was 141% of the CDI for the fiscal year of 2018 versus 131% of the CDI posted in 2017, an improvement of 10 percentage points. The graph to the right shows the breakdown of our portfolio by the end of December. Most of portfolio remains allocated to fixed income. Before I close this presentation, I want to discuss our expectations on slide number 3. That is our guidance for the full year of 2019, according to the material fact we disclosed to the market yesterday. We expect a growth of 17 to 24% in our written premium in 2019 compared to 2018. We also estimate an extended combined ratio ranging from 69% to 73% in line with the guidance disclosed in 2018. Regarding our administrative efficiency, we expect to report an administrative expense as a ratio of earned premium ranging from 4.6% to 5.2%. And now, Cardoso will make his closing remarks. Cardoso, please.
Thank you, Fernando. Well, I would like to thank you once again for your interest in our company. We are extremely proud of the results achieved in 2018 and confident that in 2019, with our hard work and dedication, we once again exceed our goals. The company has already prepared itself to capture the positive expectations that are foreseen for the macroeconomic scenario in 2019, which will allow us to position ourselves differently. The next cycles of both 2019 and 2020 are already starting with a solid foundation built to date and paved the way for an even greater growth. In the year that IRB completes 80 years of its foundation, I remain committed to the manager of the company, always focusing on generating value, on efficiency, on the sustainability of our results, and promoting social inclusion. I now close our presentation and we will open for questions and answers. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the questions and answers section. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. We remind you that you should ask all your questions at once. Our first question comes from Mario Pierri from Bank of America. Mr. Mario, you may proceed.
Good morning, everybody. Congratulations on the results. Let me ask you two questions. The first one is related to your premium growth guidance that you're providing of 17% to 24%. If you can, Fernando, if you can give us a breakdown of what you're expecting to grow in Brazil and in the international. Also, right, this guidance is relatively stable, or yeah, the midpoint of the guidance is stable with what you posted in 2018. So I'm trying to understand why it wouldn't be higher. If you can provide to us some of the macro forecasts that you have behind your guidance as well, related to Selic rates and also to GDP growth. So that's the first question. Second question is related to your ability to continue to gain market share in Brazil. Given that you're running already, I think, above 45% market share, you have an ROE of about 40%. How competitive do you think this industry is going to get in Brazil? Or maybe there are enough barriers that we won't see that many new entrants being aggressive? Also, you know, as part of this question, if you could talk about your capital position and your ability to grow, to continue to grow at this fast pace and maintain the 75% payout ratio. Thank you.
Between premiums growth, and Cardoso will talk a little bit about market share. In general terms, reinsurance is linked with the GDP growth, especially when we talk about the part of GDP linked to the investment, and also the part of GDP linked to the price of the real estate assets. So, in general terms, we see the premiums growth in Brazil in a level much higher than the historical level of the last 4 years. So, we see the premiums in Brazil growing faster than during the last years. Of course, we also see some risks involved with the macroeconomic overview, especially linked to the pension plans reforms. So we think our guidance in general terms reflects an optimism of the company with the GDP growth, but also some risks linked to the approval of the pension plan reform and other important reforms that we have to implement here in Brazil. Now, Cardoso will talk a little bit about the market share.
Hello, Mario. Thanks for participating in this call. Well, first of all, I believe it's important to mention that market share for us is a consequence. It's not our target. Our target has been to provide good results, to bring good results for the company to all investors. However, to do it, it's necessary to provide a high quality of services to the insurance community. And this is one of our strong points. Remember that IRB is one of the few insurers in South America, Latin America, that operates in all line of business. This starts to become to be one of our differentiation in comparison to our peers. Then, bearing this in mind, since we joined here, we created a new model of to do insurance, to provide the insurance. This model means that we do not provide a capacity in reinsurance line per line. This is something that is over. When we provide the capacity, we are providing a full range of capacity for all line of business. And this has been extremely well accepted by our clients because in one stop, they can buy all type of reinsurance they need. In addition to that, we arbitrage because it's quite natural that in one company, they have some lines that are performing well, which are extremely attractive for the whole reinsurance community. And other lines that are not really attractive, they are losing money, that which ones are rejected by the reinsurance community. In our case, we provide a full package for all lines. I mean, for good lines and for bad lines, and when you provide the capacity for these lines that are performing below what you expect, we complement our services, providing them trainings, showing them where they are losing money, providing them guidelines, a full range of services that is going to help them to sort out the problem and to bring this line of business to the profitability again. Therefore, with all of these actions, we have seen that the clients start to approach us in a very different way. They really are searching for us in order to give this full assistance from our side. It's not only capacity, it's much more services. And in this type of providing services, we are, honestly speaking, we have become more unbeatable because we have dedicated teams in property, engineering, agriculture, life, aviation. If you look at the rest of the market, they don't have full dedicated teams for each every line. Therefore, with all of this range of services and products, because we are the only one developing new products here in Brazil, products extremely adapted to the Brazilian needs, to the South American needs. We are the only one that can provide this quickly because the teams, the underwriters, the actors, are all them are located here. This makes us different. This is why the gaining of market share has been gradual and a natural consequence of the service, the quality of service that we have been providing to the market. Fernando, and then you can...
Mario, talking a little bit about the dividend payout rate. In general terms, we have around 3.5 billion reais in regulatory capital. And the required capital for the company, according to the Solvency II rules, is only around 900 million. So we have almost five times the required capital. It is enough to sustain our dividend payout in 75% according to our capital plan for a long period and also sustain the growth perspective of the company. So we don't see any change in our dividend payout in a short time.
This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I'd like to turn the floor back to Mr. José Carlos Cardoso for any closing remarks.
Thank you all once again for trusting our company. I count on your presence at our earnings conference call for the first quarter of 2019, scheduled for early May 2019. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. This does conclude today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time and have a nice day.